We may not have been part of the problem, but we really, really have a very high obligation and a big obligation to be part of the solutions. And we can't wait any longer. And the solutions we propose must actually address the differences in the levels of marginalization at the local levels, and especially the women, the girls that are at the forefront of this whole fight, because they are more affected, and then the indigenous communities. Like the Karamajong, the community that I work with, and these are people who are every day affected by the effects of climate change.
Can you give us an example how?
Yes, these are pastoralist communities, and they rely all their life on livestock, and the ability to move in terms of search for pasture and better resources like water. But every day they are faced with heavy droughts. The rains are becoming failing, and they can't obtain the resources that they need to sustain their livestock. But the question of mobility and soft borders to allow them to share the resources with their neighbors is very, very critical. So the question of mobility has to really be addressed.
Can you tell us the message? Would it be towards the government also and the world leaders that are here?
Yes, in terms of the national governments, there is really need to commit to normative frameworks and better policies that actually are driven from the grassroots, and they take into consideration the needs and the demands of the people from the ground. But also in terms of the bigger economies, they really have an obligation. Why are the resources not reaching where they're supposed to reach? Where the problems are, we don't see the resources. We struggle so hard every day to make the messages reach the rural people, the communities which have no access to social services. They have no hospitals, no access to roads, and yet these are the people who are affected most by the effects of climate change. So we must propose solutions that address the real critical needs on the ground.
Are you worried about the recent finding of oil in the lake and its environmental impact?
Yes, it's a very great worry for us as climate change advocates, but the greatest problem is because the resource that has just been discovered in our country, we are very worried because the level at which the people are getting displaced from their habitual residences without compensation, without war, and then the impacts of the same on climate change, and yet the governments are not doing enough, the people are not involved, the solutions are not looking at the grassroots people. We are really, really concerned, and we think that before even the whole process goes to another level, then we need to see better solutions coming on the stage.
How can women be given a greater voice?
I think the whole thing is about participation and not just inclusion, because if we cannot have the women in the spaces they're supposed to have, and if at the decision-making tables the women don't have the opportunity to talk and to be there and to actually demand and be heard, then we are actually losing it all. So we need to see more and more involvement, but effective participation of the women and more opportunities for them, and then making it possible for them to actually participate, because we know that historically they have been marginalized.